Okay, well, praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Also, we want to say happy Memorial Day to you. Amen. This is Memorial Day weekend. And feliz domingo por la mañana y feliz día de los caídos. Amen. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home. Amen. Hallelujah, where we honor God and we love family, serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all who are joining us by audio or video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. Don't let him pass up. You know, don't let him pass you by. Amen. Just like Fellowship Sunday, man, we got some spiritual food, but we got some good food too, you know. And we always prepare for that good food, but you know what? He's got some spiritual food for you. Don't let him pass you up. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And listen, praise God. We're going to be talking about this. I had another message. But you know, if you're listening to the Holy Spirit, he says, I want you to preach about this. And what he told me was this. Victory in Jesus. Amen. So I told Patricia, let's sing it. So we sang it this morning, but you know what? You can sing it every day. And I've been saying that basically every day when you get up. I say, thank you, Lord. I have victory in you. I have victory in Jesus. Man, instead of confessing the negative, confess the positive. Amen. We're so used to confessing the problem instead of confessing Jesus first. We need to confess him first. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So thank you that I have victory in Jesus. Amen. You know, when you say that, it just puts the devil on the run. Because he don't want to hear that. Amen. He wants to hear negative stuff. But when you say, man, I have victory in Jesus, he's got to flee. He says, submit yourself to God. You resist him. You take authority and you let him know. He's the defeated foe. He's so stupid, he forgets. But you got to remind him. Say, you know what? You're so stupid. Jesus defeated you. You're a defeated foe. I'm not going to listen to anything you have to say. Amen. He got people. He uses people as well, you know, to come and tell you negative stuff. That you're no good, that you're not qualified, that you can't. I say, wait a minute. That's not what the Word of God says. If it's not in the Word of God and it don't line up with the Word of God, guess what? I'm not receiving it. It's not for you. So don't you take it. I'm just press delete and get rid of it. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. So, leave a changed person. He wants you to be a new you. Amen. Says the Lord's not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Make yourself available. Let go and let God. Amen. Woo! Praise God. Know what you can do. All things through Christ who strengthens you. Know that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Amen. Woo! See yourself the way he sees you. Again, he sees you a winner, he sees you a champion, and he sees you an overcomer. He's got a call on your life. He didn't forget about you. We forget about him. Amen. But we need to focus on him. Amen. Praise God. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know what? I'm so excited. But before anything else, let's make this declaration together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Woo, hallelujah. Preach on, Pastor. I got a nugget. I got some nuggets I want to... Well, first of all, we want to remember. It says, this Memorial Day, remember our and honor all who have served and sacrificed for our freedom. You know, we live in a free country. You know what? You can go to any other country. Amen. Thank you. You can go to any other country, and you know what? You wouldn't have the freedom you have here. You know what? And your part in this is to pray. Amen. Just pray. You know, hallelujah. And you know what? God says, you know, if you support my nation of Israel, he says, I will support you. And we do. We honor Israel and we help Israel and we support Israel. And God is going to continue to bless us. Amen. So I got a scripture break about Memorial Day 2026. It says, today we salute all servicemen and servicewomen in the U.S. Armed Forces. those who have served and those currently serving. We remember and honor those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for this country and for our freedom. We don't know them all, but we owe them all. We also remember and pray for the families they left behind. Also remembering the sacrifice of heaven's greatest soldier, Jesus. He bravely won a great victory, gave his life not only for a nation, but for all humanity so that we can have eternal freedom. Amen. Amen. Woo. And John 3:16, and you're going to read it again in a few minutes, but Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So, if you haven't confessed him, now's the time. Confess him as your Lord and Savior. You're going to have victory. You're going to have everlasting life. Amen. Whether you die now or you get raptured, either way, still, you're going to have everlasting life with him. Amen. Hallelujah. And you're going to read this one in a few minutes again. But it says, John 15:13 says, God love has greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Amen. Woo. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. It says, wishing you a blessed Memorial Day, since this is how we know that love is Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. 1 John 3:16. Amen. So we are honoring. One more, Carmen. It says, Memorial Day blessings. Lord, may we never forget those who have gave their lives for our freedom. God bless America. Amen. Don't forget them. Amen. Because, you live in a free country and you have these freedoms because of the sacrifices men and women have made. Amen. So let's remember that. We honor them today. So victory in Jesus. Keep going. Says, for Jesus, the cross was not a place of defeat, but of victory. When you see the cross, it was a place, we see ourselves. That cross was freedom for us. It was a place of victory, not defeat. He died, but you know what? The Bible says in 3 days, he rose again. You hear of other gods, but all them gods are still in their tombs, still in their graves. But Jesus rose on the third day, and he was seen. And he spent time with his disciples before he was taken up. Amen. He says he was taken up, but you know what he said? He says he's going to leave the Holy Spirit. He's going to send the Holy Spirit to be with us. And the Bible says our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the greater one is with you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's always with you. So he's right there with you. Be a warrior for God. Amen. Not a warrior. Too many of us have reversed this. We worry about too many things. After he has told us to cast it on him, give it to him. Why are you still holding on to it? Be the warrior he's called you to be. He sees you this way. You see yourself that way. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Just leave it right there. It says, victory in Jesus. Experience the power of Jesus in your daily life. Victory in Jesus. The assurance that through him, believers can overcome sin, fear, and life challenges. Amen. Again, cast all cares on him. Jesus, see, victory in Jesus when I put my faith and trust in him, not my own. Amen. When you're doing wrong, you're on your own. And the enemy, you're opening the door for the enemy to just walk in. But you confess it, get yourself right, and step out in faith. Amen. Praise God. Step out in faith daily, mighty warrior of God. Amen. Again, see yourself the way he sees you. He sees you more than just a person. You're a mighty warrior for him. Amen. Listen to this. It wasn't the giants in Canaan land, the promised land, that kept the Israelites out, but the fears and the words they spoke. Amen. Proverbs 18:21 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the words you speak. So be careful of the words you speak. You could think it, but if you don't say it, just hit delete and get rid of it. Just don't speak it out. But if you speak it out, confess and get right with God. Amen. But you don't want to sow no negative stuff. You don't want to sow no bad stuff. Amen. Watch your words, watch your actions. Speak faith-filled words. Step out in faith daily, mighty warrior of God. It says a word from God is all you need to be victorious. Amen. Doesn't matter what the circumstances, the situations, the conditions, the sickness look like. It doesn't matter what the odds look like. If God is for us, who could be against us? Amen. You're on God's winning team. You're on God's victorious team. Amen. So, you know, praise God. Step out, child of God. It says Jesus' ability is not affected by our circumstances. This is why it's so important that you give it to him. And get yourself right before you step out into this world. Because this world is going to come at you quick, you know. But you know what? Build yourself up in the Word of God. Amen. Jesus' ability is not affected by our circumstances because of what Jesus has already done for us. Yes. Victory in Jesus. Victory is mine. Victory is for you. Yes. But you got to claim it. Amen. John 3:16 says, New Living Translation says, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believed in him would not perish but have eternal life. New King James says, for God so loved the world. We're talking about world. We're talking about people. You know, everywhere you go, you're around people. Not everybody's saved, but you know what? You are. You know yourself. And you know what? I'm a child of God going somewhere to happen for somebody. See yourself that way. You're not just there by accident. Amen. You're there because you're a child of God. And, you know, you can deliver that message and free somebody from whatever bondages they're going through, whatever sickness they're going through. You know, man, the greater one is in you. That Holy Spirit of God is in you. And you can lay hands on people and speak the word of God and say, by Jesus Christ, you're well, you're healed. I call you well. Or you can give them a word. God loves you. You know, you could be a child of God today. Amen. People are going to say, amen, what is it about you? Something different about you? Yeah, it's the greater one in me, Jesus. And you let him know. But, you know, when you see yourself, know that you are the closest thing to a Bible. You're the closest thing to Jesus. People be around. And everywhere you go, there's people. Everywhere you go, there's opportunities. Amen. But you know what? The flesh is going to say, no, not this one. No, not that one. You pick and choose who you want. Well, Jesus went to the cross and died for all. He didn't pick and choose. He just said, died for all. He's using you to reach the unreachable. Amen. And know that you can do all things through him. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Where were we, Carmen? It says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. We got to confess his word. Keep going. These are good. Again, John 15:13, we read a few minutes ago. New King James says, greater love has no one than this, that to lay down one's life for his friends. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, if you're in the body of Christ, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, age, color, none of that matters anymore. Amen. That's what Jesus died for. So we're brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. And the Amplified says, no one has greater love nor strong commitment than to lay down his own life for his friends. Yes. Amen. Thank God, you know, I'm retired military. I spent 20 plus years. And I've got lots of brothers and sisters in the service. You know? And I've got 8 brothers, and 5 of us have been in the military. Amen. And I've got 5 sisters, and I don't think none of my sisters have been, but 5 brothers have been there, and we're retired now. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 5:57 says, New King James, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't know what else to say, just say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Some of you know, renew your mind, because your mind is the battlefield and your mind is going 100 miles an hour. But you're going to say, wait a minute. Hallelujah. Renew your mind to the things of God, and don't let the busyness of this world get you down. Amen. Or get you all worried up, you know. Give it to him. Amen. I hear that. 1 Corinthians 57 Amplify says, but thanks be to God who gives us victory as conquerors through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Keep going, Carmen. These are good. Romans 8:37 says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amplified says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors and gained an overwhelming victory through him who loved us so much that he died for us. He loved you so much. You don't hear no other gods doing this. He died for us. But you know, he rose again. And the Bible says he was ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God, a place of authority. And he's interceding for us. He's praying for you. He's caring for you. He cares for you. Amen. That's how much he cares for you. He's praying for you, interceding for us. Amen. So, whoo, hallelujah. Again, see yourself the way he sees you. You're a winner and a champion and an overcomer. 2 Corinthians 2:14, easy to read version says, but thanks be to God who always leads us in victory through Christ. God uses us to spread his knowledge everywhere like a sweet-smelling perfume. Listen, if nobody ever told you this, I'm going to tell you right now. God is the head. He's in heaven. We are his church. We are his body of believers. Amen. And who's the head going to use? He's going to use his body. He's going to use us. Amen. So that's why we're here. We're not just here to sit down and be comfy. We're here about to be about the Father's business. Amen. And again, the Bible, he says you could do all things through Christ, the anointed one who strengthens you. Amen. So you're a tribune. You're a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. So you feed your spirit, man, the Word of God. You renew your mind, your will, and your emotions with the Word of God. And get your spirit, man, and your soul right. And your flesh just has to come. Because the flesh wants to be comfy. And the flesh wants to be lazy and do nothing. But you say, wait a minute. The Spirit said, let's go. And your mind says, let's go. And the Bible says we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So the flesh has to come on. Amen. And get busy. Stay busy for him. Amen. Keep going. There you go. 1 John 5:4 says, New King James, for whatever is born of God, it overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. Amen. Our faith. Ooh, praise God. Amplified says, everyone who's born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. And this is a victory that has conquered and overcome the world. Our continuing, persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. So our faith is in him. Amen. Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So keep your faith up and keep feeding on the Word of God. Deuteronomy 20:4 says what? Keep going. Whoa. You snuck one in me. There you go. Right there. Deuteronomy 20:4 says, New Living Translation says, for the Lord your God is going with you. He will fight for you against your enemies. And he will give you victory. We have victory in Jesus. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy, New King James says, for the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. He said he never leaves you nor forsake you. He's always with you. Amen. If you don't feel anything, it's not because he's not there. It's because you need to renew your mind and you need to spend time with him. Amen. You can feel his presence. He's with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there with us. Amen. Romans 8:31 says, easy to read verses. So what shall we say about this? If God is for us, who could be against us? Who could be against us? And God is with us. New King James says, and then he shall say to these things, if God is for us, who could be against us? It doesn't matter who's coming against us. You know, only enemy the Bible talks about is Satan, Lucifer, the devil, whatever you want to call him. But he's a defeated foe. when you renew your mind and you go about the Father's business, you know what? That devil's going to flee from you. He says, submit yourself to God. You resist him. And he says he'll flee. He won't hang out with you no more. He don't want to hang out with you no more. I say, no, oh, no way. He says, if you think you're fighting a losing battle, fear not, for you have victory in Jesus. Learn to stand on his victory. Learn to fight a good fight of faith and put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6, okay, John 8:32 says, New Living Translation, and you will know the truth, and the truth is going to set you free. You know what the truth is? The truth is the Word of God. You shall know the truth, and it's going to set you free. Once you know what the Word says, you know what? You forget about what tradition says. You forget about what they're saying. I say, wait a minute. That's not what the Word of God says. So now I know the truth. And you know what? I'm free from that mindset. I'm free from that tradition. I'm free from that religious stuff. Amen. I'm going about what the Word of God says. And the Word of God is truth. And the Word of God has set me free. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. So put on the whole armor. I'm going to read you one of them. New King James says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. He says, you put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. 12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Amen. But you know what? You know that you're putting on the armor of God. And you know what? The enemy has no place. You resist him, and he's got to go. Amen. It says, fear not, church. If you feel cares, if you feel worries, if you feel sickness, defeat, hopelessness, falsely accused, feel like the world is coming to an end. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, New Life Version says, for God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power and of love and of a good mind. New King James says, for God did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. So, man, when you get into the Word, you know, and you start confessing the Word with Word, it's going to set you free. Amen. Because, again, death and life are in the power of the tongue. But you're confessing the power. You're confessing the positive. You're confessing his word. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. It says, Jesus paid the full price, and he is your sure victory. He has victory in Jesus. We have victory in Jesus. So victory is mine. You know, you got to say that on a daily basis. Victory is mine. Amen. I mean, no matter what you're thinking, you renew your mind, but you say, hey, victory is mine. Jesus paid the price. Amen. It says, victory is mine. Love is mine. Joy is mine. Peace is mine. Happiness is mine. Prosperity is mine. Every promise in the Bible is mine. Amen. Every promise in the Bible is mine. But you want, you got to know what it says before you confess it. Once you confess it, man, it's mine. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. That's for you. It says God cannot lie. If he said it, you can count on it. Amen. We can count on him. Can he count on you? Amen. We got to grow. You got to mature in the things of God. You know, it's just climbing the ladder to the roof. You got to go run one run at a time, all the way to the top. But you know, we're maturing each and every day. We're moving up and maturing in the Word of God. Amen. Like they say, new levels, new devils. And you know, as we mature in his word, we know how to deal with them guys. We just let them know they're defeated foe. You know, you ain't no match. You got to go. Again, you have victory in Jesus, and victory is mine. Philippians 4:13 says this, and we know it, we say it all the time, but still, it says I, and you can take the I and personalize your Bible. Where it says I, scratch it and put Jose on there. Put your name on there. It says Jose can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you know what? People are going to tell you, you can't, you can't, you can't. I say, wait a minute, that's not what the Word of God says. It says, I can, I'm a can-do person. Amen. Praise God. Amplify says, I can do all the things which he has called me to do. And he's called you, he's anointed you, and he's equipped you. Amen. So he says, you can do all things, says, which he has called me to do. through Him who strengthens me and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confidence and peace. Amen. So, man, you build yourself up. You know, we used to go to pep rallies before games. Amen. We just get all pepped up, you know. The team might be undefeated, never won a game. But, you know, at the pep rallies, man, we could just bring down Goliath, man. We were giants, okay? On a daily basis, build yourself up, stir yourself up, you know. No matter what is coming against you, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Get yourself ready to fight, ready to be victorious through Jesus Christ. Amen. Woo. We don't fight. Listen, we don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. He's already given us victory. Amen. He defeated. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. Amen. So, you know, we have victory. So we're not fighting for victory. He's already won it. We're fighting from victory. Ooh, praise God. Man, if you didn't know that, hallelujah, it's a good place to shout just like the baby. He's doing good. He's shouting hallelujah. Praise God. So because Jesus has already done it for us, we fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, New King James, fight the good fight of faith and lay down all eternal life, on all eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Amen. So fight the good fight of faith each and every day. You're not defeated. He is defeated. I mean, Satan is defeated. Amen. We have a choice. Trust and have victory in Jesus daily, or trust in the flesh and live in defeat. No, Bible says we got to renew our minds to the things of God, you know, because you go out into the world, a negative world, each and every day. And if you're not renewing your mind, the battlefield is on. And you got to renew it because you see things, you hear things, and you're around negative stuff. And you got to say, man, you got to build yourself up. Renew your mind with the Word of God so that you will fulfill what it is He wants you to do. Amen. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. He did it. Thank you, Lord. Says Jesus is busy behind the scenes to bless you and show you favor. The devil is also working hard trying to stop you. You know what? If you're not born again, enemy uses people as well. Amen. So you got to be careful when you're around. That's why you got to stay filled and you got to stay renewed, because you don't know. But you know, the greater one is still in you. Amen. And I'm not going to fall for that. John 10:10 says, the thief, the devil, does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus says, I have come that they, my people, may have life and have it more, and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen. The Amplified says, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it abundant to the full till it overflows. Amen. So, you know, when you're walking in the Word, nothing can put you down. Amen. Nothing can put you down. The world try to put you down. People try to put you down. All kind of distractions coming against you. They try to put you down. But you know what? My mind is renewed. And I'm pressing on. We're going on. Jesus told His disciples, you know, He says, we're going to the other side. I mean, they're in the boat, you know, and He says, we're going to the other side. And He says, you know what? I'm so confident. He has so much faith. He just went and lay down and went to sleep. And you know, while He's sleeping, storm rose up. Storm rose up, and the disciples got all fearful. And they went to wake Him up. They said, don't you care that we perish? It's like, my God. He said, He just basically rebuked them nicely. And he just took authority and calmed the storm. And everything was fine. Amen. So we can do these things now. Because the word is in us, so we can speak to the storms of life. We can speak to the cares of life and get rid of them, you know. We don't have to go crying to Jesus to do this. He's already given us those. And we've been in the word and we've matured in the word. And now we know what to say and what to do as the storms rise up against you. I said, nah, the greater one is in me. And you know what? The word is going to flow out of you. It says, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. You're going to confess the word. Now I know what this is. Confess. I confess the word of God. Amen. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Romans 8:34 says, who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died. And furthermore, it is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercessions for us. He didn't forget about us. We forget about him. You know, things are going right. Things are looking good. You know, you stop reading the word. You stop renewing your mind. You stop confessing the word. And next thing you know is you're right back in the flesh. You know, but he didn't forget about us. He's interceding for us. So we need to not let our guard down. Amen. Because the enemy's busy. And you know, you start confessing the wrong things. And he's just going to walk in. And he's going to have a field day with you. He's going to start driving you again. I think Wednesday Bible study, we talked about this. It says sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you can pay. So you know what? He's already paid the price. So, you know, confess him and stay strong in him and confess his word. And none of these things will happen. Amen. Praise God. Jesus came so that we could have his best. His abundance raining down on us on a daily basis. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Remind him and say, I have victory in Jesus. Victory is mine. So get behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen, this is not you. I just wrote this. It says, part-time believers, no match to a full-time devil. He is full-time. He is consistent. We need to do the same thing. We need to be full-time. Jesus was full-time. We need to be full-time for him. Amen. Not just when it's comfy or when it feel like it or when we find ourselves in trouble. And that's all the time. Amen, brother. Preach it. Remind Satan. He's forgetful. He's a defeated foe. Don't let him defeat you. Amen. You're letting a defeated foe defeat you? No. That's why it's so important. You get in the Word, study the Word, renew your mind with the Word. Amen. And press on with Him. Have victory in Jesus. Victory is yours. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. How are we doing? Where are we at? We're doing good? Amen. All right, praise God. One more scripture. John 4:4. 1 John 4:4, New Living Translation says, but you belong to God. Amen, my dear children. You have already won a victory over these people. Because the Spirit who is in you is greater than the Spirit who is in the world. New King James says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And we're talking about devil. And we're talking about a defeated foe. When you know the word, you don't fall for his lies. You don't fall for his tricks. You don't fall for anything about him. You know, if you see him out there on the highway catching a ride, don't give him a ride. You give him a ride and he'll want to drive you. So you say, wait a minute. Hey, you go the next person behind, okay? Or you go and wait for somebody else, but I ain't picking you up. I let him go and I'm going to keep him that way. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Last scripture says, John 16:33 says, and these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. It says, I have overcome the world. Amen. So don't take the care. Amen. And he's out there giving free candy to everybody who wants to have it. But I say, I'm not receiving it. I have freedom. I have free. I know the truth, and the truth, I am free. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So praise God. Do you receive, church? Hallelujah. Praise God. And in closing, know that you have victory in Jesus. And know that victory is yours. Amen. But we got to do our part. Amen. He did his part. Now we got to do our part. You know, he don't fail us. He's already won. But we're on his winning team. But we got to get the word of God in us and meditate on his word so that we can go and fulfill what it is he wants us to do. Who's he going to use? Us. The body of Christ. Amen. We're the body of Christ. You know, our brothers and sisters in the Catholic Church, in the Baptist Church, Episcopal Church, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. We're not divided by denominations. We're a body of believers. Amen. And they're not our enemies. The Bible only talks about one enemy, and his name is devil. Amen. So let's be busy about the Father's business. Amen. Because the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And in closing, I just wanted you watching, either you never accepted him or maybe you're running from him. Amen. Get yourself back right with him. Amen. And if you never accepted him, all you have to do, the Bible says, repent. And confess him as your Lord and Savior. Say, Father, I've sinned against you. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He's not going to turn you down. He sacrificed his son. His son gave his life to win you back. But you have to confess him as your Lord and Savior with your mouth. Amen. Praise God. And if you have sickness in your body, I tell you, I do this all the time myself. As the Bible says, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. He took the stripes on his back. Amen. And by his stripes, I am well, I am healed, I receive no malfunctions in my body. Amen. Everything functioning the way he created it to function. So body, line up with the word of God and receive your healing now in Jesus' name. So I speak healing over you. You're watching, you're listening. I speak healing over you. But you know what? It's time you come back to him and confess him as your Lord and Savior and start living for him. You know, he's got a great mission for you. He's got a great plan for you. And none of it includes defeat. But you know, you got to get off your como se llama and get busy about the Father's business. Amen. And put him on the, dethrone yourself and put him on the throne and start serving him and being a mighty, 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 mighty warrior for him. Amen. Praise God. Whew, and it's time to give. You go to a website. It says NBCBigBen.com, or if you go mail, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. For cash app, just go to New Beginnings Church or the Big Ben. God loves you, and we love you, and happy, happy, happy Memorial Day. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Thank you.